Asatoma Sadgamaya Tamasoma Jyotirgamaya Mrityorma Amritangamaya Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. The meaning of this mantra: may we move from fictitious life to the real life. May we move from ignorance to light. May we move from confusion, darkness, tension, depression to the enlightened light, the enlightened life. It's the message of this one. As our Council General, he mentioned in 2014, Indian Prime Minister proposed the idea of celebrating International Day of Yoga in the United Nations, and 175 countries backed his proposal. And since 2015, June 21st, International Day of Yoga is being celebrated. It is tomorrow. We could not get a booking tomorrow, so we are ahead of the game. And 21st, why 21st? In the Northern Hemisphere, it is the longest day. In the Southern Hemisphere, 21st is the shortest day. We gives an aspiration, hope that days will be longer. In both cases, 21st is associated with light. It is associated with sun. It is saying that move towards the sun, move towards the light. Move from the darkness to light. That is the message of International Day of Yoga. Light, it is connected to the light. It is saying, you all, we all must become like a sunflower, turn towards the light. Wherever light is there, absorb the light. Like a sunflower, turn towards the light. And yoga prepares us. Meaning of yoga means yogyata. Yogyata means qualities. Acquire it, empowers you to have right qualities so that you start moving towards the light. Like in fluid dynamics, it talks about resistance to flow is called as viscosity. In electricity, it is electrical engineering, they talk about resistance to flow of electricity is represented by ohm, resonance. In the high voltage current, in the line we hear the resonance. That sounds like om, that's why they call it as om. And in the yoga, if you are not able to absorb the light in the body is dull, mind is dull, you are not able to absorb the positive energy, that it is that resistance in the personality, it is called as rogue. It is not yog, rogue means disease. You have a disease. Absence of disease alone is called not called as yoga. It's not health. If I may not be going to the doctors, doesn't mean that person is a healthy. The healthy person is the one who is aspiring to tap into the positive energy wherever possible, so that physically empowered, mentally empowered, that is yoga. The yoga talks about body is a vehicle. If I don't like a car, I can dispose it off. But you are stuck with this body. Whether you like it or not, you have to live with this one. So, yoga says you are a traveler. You have a long distance to travel in your life. Not only long, you have to travel high in your life. For that, this body is important. And if I can employ somebody to maintain my car, but this one, you have to become your own mechanic. You can't depend on your servant, husband, or children, or somebody to maintain your car. You have to maintain. However busy you are, like as our MP David said every day, 20 minutes. However busy you are, doesn't matter. Our Indian Prime Minister says he does every day 1 hour. I don't think anyone is as busy as him, but he invests 1 hour. So, you are a mechanic, you have to maintain your body, vehicle, so it is your responsibility. It is your responsibility to maintain this body, this vehicle. You are aspiring to move further in your life. And yoga converts the droopy mind into a dynamic mind. It converts the dynamic mind into a calm mind. Only through the calm mind, you get connected within. You are serene when you are connected within. Your roots are strong. As in the parliament, they were mentioning, and in the debate time, heated argument. How to stay sane is have your roots strong. So, otherwise, you are easily knocked off by the turmoil. So many noises are there in the world. If you want to stay tall, connect within. Yoga empowers you to go within, not only body, not only mind, it gets you to connect to your roots. Connect your roots, spiritual connection. Yoga empowers you. Yoga makes your life healthy. It is talking about maybe 70 years. Our Marian said, are you talking about me, elder? It says, yoga talks about the benefits of yoga. Yuva syat, yuva adhyayaka, ashisto dridashta balishta, prithivi purnamittasya eka manusha ananda. Practice of yoga infuses the energy in the body. Energy in the body, for example, this morning, every morning we have intense yoga. Yesterday we had it in Canberra. Today, early morning 6 to 7, we did 108 Surya Namaskar again in 19 minutes. 19 minutes we did, and makes you feel light. Youth, always youth, bubbling with energy and down to earth. Yoga doesn't make you arrogant in your life. You are calm, you are grounded person, and makes you to ambitious in your life. Not to be very dull person. Be ambitious, well learned, learned under a competent teacher. Aspire to achieve great things in your life. You have abundance in your life. Have abundance in your life, yet contented within. Abundance and contentment need not have to go together. It says, have everything, but calmness in your mind. That yoga prepares you. If you look at the health of this one, the health is wealth. The world's health is slowly tilting towards illness. And currently, there are 27 wars are happening in the world. The social unrest, environmental catastrophe, and social the conflicts across world is slowly moving towards the illness. Why? Because people are becoming greedy, selfish. People are becoming more and more selfish. It is said world has enough for to cater the needs of the people, whole population, but world cannot provide the wants of a single person. People are becoming greedy. When people are becoming greedy, our the government, Australian government, $650 billion, 17% is spent on health budget, stretched budget. The government is acting reactively. Still they are saying that budget is not enough. It says not to depend on the health minister to look after you, not to depend your GP to look after you. Take responsibility, invest time for yourself, and not to bank on others. Invest time for yourself, look after, and when you are healthy, you are already an asset to the community. You help in contributing to the community. Yoga talks about, yes, you have to look after yourself, but when it comes to your family, sacrifice your need for the family. When it comes to the community, sacrifice the needs of the family for the community. When it comes to the country, sacrifice the needs of the community for the country. When it comes to the world comes first, country's interest later. Because country can exist, only world can exist. I cannot be happy, I cannot be healthy if there is a suffering everywhere. Yoga says, you look after yourself and reach out to wherever you can. Not to be isolated, not to be selfish. You have to be a contributor to the community. Not to be a greedy person, only living for yourself. You communicate, reach out wherever you can, help out. And make whatever you have, reach out, make the country healthy. Yoga, International Day of Yoga is not confined to one day, 21st of June, on the day, photo session and spreading out, out the mat. It is not once a year affair. It is a 365 days affair. Because you are a owner of the vehicle and person behind the vehicle is mind, is you. You are a driver. You have a good vehicle not to drive recklessly. In the insurance, if I'm taking an insurance, car insurance, they say, where do you usually park your car? So, yoga says, where do you park your body and mind all the time? Make sure that you are parking it in the right place. And right food, right social circle, right company. So that your premium will go down, insurance premium will go down, your value will go up. Yoga is all about enriching you, enriching your personality, uplifting the game of your life, reaching great heights in your life. Thank you. This is the message for International Day of Yoga.